This past week, I had an interesting experience. I was driving in my car, and in front of me was an atheist. I knew he was an atheist because his bumper sticker said, "Atheist." And his license plate said, "No gods." And when you're sitting at a red light, behind, a bumper sticker, it gets very irritating, doesn't it? When you see an atheist bumper sticker and a license plate that says no gods. So I put up with that for a couple red lights, and then I got in front of him. See, my license plate says John chapter 6, and my bumper sticker says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." See, that was the best answer to the atheist. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." So he had to read my bumper sticker for a couple red lights. And John chapter 6 is my license plate. As you know, Father Moseman has crucifix on his license plate because he's the collector of crucifixes from all over the world. See, mine says JNCH6. And it mentioned last week at the other masses, at least once a year, somebody says, "Father, what does join channel 6 mean?" Okay? So I have to explain to them the beauty of John chapter 6, which is right here in the church. If you look up to this side of the church, you see the words, "Ego sum panis vivus." See, this is from today's gospel. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." You can learn Latin by sitting in the church. Ego, of course, is I. You get the word ego, right? Which I've always felt stands for edging God out. Because when we have big egos, we edge God out, right? Sum is M. Panis, right? You get a panini sandwich. Go to Panera Bread. It means bread, right? Panis. Vivus. Somebody is vivacious, they're full of life. And then going down the side of the church, it says, "Come down from heaven." You see the word descendat. "I am the bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." Vivat is future tense, will live eternum. You get the word eternity, will live forever. And then coming up this side, it says, "And the bread that I will give," when did he give us this bread? At the Last Supper. "The bread I will give is my flesh." Caro is flesh, like carnivorous or carnal. "For the life of the world." Mundi, if something is mundane, it's worldly. See, "for the life of the world." Vita, of course, is life, like a person's vital signs. Again, vitality, full of life. So here we have today's gospel beautifully portrayed in the church. Jesus says, "I am the living bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." See, Jesus in today's gospel says that in the Old Testament, God fed the people with manna in the desert. But now he feeds them with the Eucharist, with the bread of life. So manna was very interesting. It's a Hebrew word that means, what is it? Because the Israelite people did not know what it was. And so they called it the "what is it" bread. And that's what manna means. I was teaching a class once to the children, and I said, "What was the kind of food that begins with the letter M that God used to feed the Jewish people?" And the kid said, "I know, it's matzah." Okay. I said, "Well, it's close, but it's manna, this special bread." But that was nothing compared to what Jesus would give us, the Eucharist, which is far greater than the manna, because the manna foreshadowed God feeding his people with the heavenly bread, which is Jesus. In today's gospel, the Jewish leaders are complaining because Jesus says that he is the bread that came down from heaven. Jesus is claiming to be divine. He's showing his divinity. And they said, "What do you mean you came down from heaven? We know your parents. We know your family, your relatives. You're a carpenter from Nazareth. How can you say you came down from heaven?" Well, see, for Jesus, he was too familiar, too ordinary. He didn't look like God. He looked like a man. Well, do we as Catholics fall into the same trap when we think of the Eucharist? Is the Eucharist too familiar to us? Has it become too ordinary? It doesn't look like Jesus, does it? But it is. Jesus didn't look like God, but he was. You see the difference. And the Lord said that he is the true bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And this is the greatest reason to be a Catholic. The body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. So your homework assignment is to read John chapter 6, okay? Read the whole chapter. It only takes, maybe 20 minutes or so. It's Jesus' longest discourse in the entire Bible. And what you'll see in this gospel is Jesus starts out by walking on the water, showing he had power over his body. And then he multiplies the loaves and fish, showing he had power over bread. And then he gives his teaching that he is the bread of life. And it all made sense at the Last Supper, where Jesus took bread and wine and changed it into himself. About 20 years ago in Virginia Beach, there was a Protestant Bible study in one of the Protestant churches, and they were studying the Gospel of John. And then they got to John chapter 6. And as they began to read it, they said, "Wow." And they began to realize 6 times Jesus says, "My flesh is true food, my blood is true drink." You know what happened? They all became Catholic. They went to the local Catholic church, took RCIA, and the entire Bible study became Catholic because of John chapter 6. So what a beautiful church we have with the words of St. John's Gospel. And realize that this church is your home. This is your spiritual home. If you might have been away for years, welcome back to the church. Invite your friends and neighbors to come back to the church, because this is your spiritual home. This is where your babies will be baptized. This is where you'll be nourished by the bread of life at the altar. This is where you'll go to confession to have your sins forgiven. This is where your daughters will walk down the aisle for weddings. It's where your parents perhaps will be buried from. And this is your spiritual home. So get active, get involved. Pick a ministry, pick an organization to belong to, and serve the Lord in this beautiful new church of yours. God bless you.